Wishing you a beautiful Thursday, and I hope you're having a lovely week. Before we start today's teaching, I just want to say that we are having this month's soul gathering tonight online via Zoom. So you will have the text there now with the link in it for you to join at 8:30 p.m. Irish time tonight. It'll be about an hour and a half long. I will ask that you either have your soul journal to hand in terms of having it printed out or having it on your screen, or if you can't do that, which I totally understand, just have a notepad and a piece of paper and I can call out whatever questions we're going to go through. We'll be going through our soul journals. I'll be answering any questions that you might have. We'll do a short meditation as well at the end, and anything else that comes up we will do. I never really plan these things. I just like to kind of take a natural course with them, and obviously be talking about our topic this month, which was all about thriving and elevating. We will be finishing this month's topic on Sunday, and then on Monday I'll be announcing the new topic, and then your bundle will be with you on Tuesday, and your tarot readings for the month ahead will be with you on Wednesday. So there's lots coming up for you next week, and we'll talk more about that at the end of the week. So you've been doing a lot of work over the course of these number of weeks, and it mightn't feel like you've actually done a lot, I've spaced out a lot of the teachings, but actually really at this point, if you have been doing everything, you're going to have looked at your soul journal, written that letter of devotion to yourself, and hopefully put those things into practice. You're also going to have looked at any ancestral or generational energies that you wanted to clear. We will talk about more of that tonight. As well as that, you're going to have put in some daily practices around things that you wanted to do for devotion time to yourself, and also some feel good practices on a daily basis, and also got focused on really what it is that you wanted to work through or to clear. I'm still getting back. There was such a huge volume of emails from all of you when I was texting you and sending on different exercises for you to do with email. So if I haven't got back to you, I'm working through it. I haven't forgotten about you. There's just quite a lot of you emailed back the different exercises, which is wonderful, by the way. I love the fact that so many of you have done that, because it shows the willingness from yourself and actually the devotion, which is what all of this is about. So really, it's about, when we're talking about thriving and elevating, I think sometimes we think, oh, we're going to just feel like electrified. And hopefully you have felt like that over the course of a few weeks, but maybe you haven't. And it's not that you're going to get like instant results from this. Practice and habits are things that are created over time. And actually, the slower they're created, as in like the more time you give to them, the longer and more beneficial results you'll actually see in your life, because they'll become part of your everyday life, not just a quick fix, make you feel good for a few weeks, and then you go back to the old patterns and habits. And that's really what we're looking at getting you to shift out of, is those older habits and things like that. Have talked a lot about the energies as well lately, which have definitely been affecting people, all of us, myself included, different things coming up for us. And that in itself, when you're working on thriving, elevating, being very clear in yourself, that will keep you more in balance in relation to any, you know, stressful things that might come up or challenges emotionally that might come up. But more importantly, it just gets you to start to focus on really where you want to be, who you want to be, and clearing those things and healing those things that we want to get rid of. Because, or overcome, I should say. Get rid of is probably a bad word, because we may never get rid of things as such. But also really what it is about, and what I wanted you all to achieve this month, and I hope that you have, and I know so many of you have been in touch with me, it's wonderful, really. I love that. I love to have interaction, you know, that's why I do all of this, is actually for all of you. So to have that interaction and to know how you're getting on is wonderful. But it's really, again, these very important lessons that are coming up for us, and about how our only way kind of through all these lessons and energetic energies that are shifting is really to be in our best self. And I discussed that a lot over the last couple of months, but it is becoming more and more prominent, and we're seeing the need for it now. So the fact that you're on this path, you know, you're really doing yourself so much good. And like I said, you mightn't feel like you're thriving and elevating at the moment, but keep going with the practices, keep going with the devotion to yourself, because you will feel those shifts. And actually, if you have been doing them, you will have felt some shift in one way, shape or form, you know. So also just kind of let me know if what shifts you felt. We'll talk a bit about this again tonight, you know, that's important too. We also on Friday have a new moon starting, so there's a lot of energy coming up this week around the new moon, around relationships in our life. So relationships with loved ones, family members, colleagues, even, you know, friendships, and looking at our relationships in different ways. There's a lot of energy around people pleasing energy. So if you are a people pleaser, you tend to drift into that, where you're going to become more, I suppose, connected to your truth a bit more and not feeling like you want to people please as much. And that will be definitely something that's going to be coming up. So interesting for any of you that are in that mode to see what you're going to be feeling. And also there's going to be a lot of energy around your relationship with money, your value of things, your value of yourself. So there's a few different things that are coming up this Friday and over the course of the following week. And then we start to feel a lighter energy coming in. Now, as we get into June, it's switching gears much more. This heavy, heavy feeling we've had for the last few months is genuinely now starting to lift. So that's also going to help your ability to thrive and elevate. But like I say, we do a topic every month and we're learning so much in a month. And these things have to be put into practice over a longer period of time to really see the effects of that. But I think for today, what I'd like you to do is to actually think about what you have done this month. Some of you I know have gone hell for leather. You've just committed and devoted yourself, and I love that, and well done for doing that. And I'd love to know what results you're experiencing from that, or insights or kind of aha moments you've had. For those of you who've done a little bit of work, that's okay. Any amount of work is brilliant, you know, so well done to you for getting started. And for those of you who haven't started yet, don't be beating yourself up about it. What I would say, however, is to be accountable to yourself and ask the question, why didn't I do it? And this isn't about beating yourself up. It's just simply trying to connect. Why didn't I take the time to devote energy to myself? Why didn't I take the time to do the soul journal? What am I trying to avoid by not doing that? We can tell ourselves it's timing, you know, different things going on. They're all very relevant and very realistic, but that's the whole point of life. There's always going to be trials, tribulations, ups, downs, good, bad, like that's life. So we have to kind of make that path for ourselves in the middle of all of that. So yeah, so whatever category you're in, whether you've done all the work, whether you've done a little bit of work, or whether you've done no work, I'd love to hear your feedback on how you found doing all of the work, how you found doing a little bit of the work, and why was it that you weren't able to do any work at all. I would love to hear back from you about that. But otherwise, I will talk to you tonight at 8:30 Irish time and think about those things today. And I look forward to connecting with you later on.